got me all over the place this morning. Damn the weather. 11 minutes after 8, Echo and the Bunny Men on the theme for Feel Good Friday tomorrow, and Blois to Cults and Don't Fear the Reaper, to which Louise sent me a message saying, more cowbell. I haven't a clue what she's on about. When rock band Blois to Cult recorded Don't Fear the Reaper, the producer Bruce Dickinson insisted that Gene Frankel play more cowbell. So there we are, you can hear the cowbells on Don't Fear the Reaper. And Harry suggested Hyacinth House by the Doors as a track for Feel Good Friday tomorrow. And I was about to sort of bump him off and say that's not a god. But so I checked Wikipedia. In Greek mythology, Hyacinth was a very beautiful Spartan prince and lover of the god Apollo. Hyacinth was also admired by the west wind Zephyrus, the north wind Boreas, and also by a mortal man named Tamaris. And the couple indulged themselves in hunting and climbing steep, rough mountains around Sparta. So it gets in. Well done, Harry, for being considerably cleverer than me. Sorry about the BBC News, by the way. We can do a lot of things on this radio station, but we can't control the weather.
No.
It's come back now, though.
Is it? Oh, good. It's, oh, no, it's tipping gone away down again. Outside.
See, it's gone. It was just back a few minutes ago, and now it's gone again. Oh, well. See what happens at 9 o'clock. A cleaner has washed the windows of more than 700 properties for nothing in a bid to help local firms bounce back after lockdown. That's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Scott, who runs a window cleaning firm, did not accept a penny for the work in the Great Yarmouth area. Instead, the mystery washer posted a note through letterboxes to say that he's been. Lots of people here rely on good weather and seasonal trade, and they're suffering, he said. Scott, who wants to remain anonymous, said that he'd received no government support since businesses were forced to close in March. He pays his small team out of his own pockets and estimates the work carried out to date has saved local firms in the region of £8,000. That's very nice, isn't it? Very public-spirited. He started out cleaning the windows of regular clients to keep things ticking over before moving on to next door, upstairs and underneath. The notes posted through letterboxes read, in order to support my commercial customers and other local businesses during the current climate, I've cleaned your windows and signage today so as to keep your establishment in tip-top condition so as to bounce back quickly when this is all over.
Oh, very nice.
Come around and do mine if you want. Time for this morning's comedy. Now, did you know that Tim Vine is the brother of Jeremy Vine? I didn't know that until I read an article about Jeremy Vine the other day.
No, I didn't.
Can you imagine Jeremy Vine doing stand-up comedy? Maybe they should swap for a couple of weeks. Here's Tim.
Thank you very much, thank you very much. I went on a date with a girl called Simile. I don't know what I met her for. So I went to the butcher's. He said, I bet you £10 you can't reach those two bits of meat. I said, I'm not betting. He said, why not? I said, mistakes are too high. I'm on for 2 hours. So I went to Alcoholics Anonymous. I said, I can't stop gambling. He said, you want Gamblers Anonymous? I said, you're probably right. I'm so drunk, I don't know where I am. Hey, I tell you what, burglars are getting very clever, aren't they? I was in bed last night. My wife woke me up. She said, darling, wake up. She said, I think there's a burglar downstairs. Can you go and check? So I got out of bed. I went downstairs. I checked in every room, and there was nobody there. And then suddenly I remembered, I haven't got a wife. I dashed back upstairs, but it was too late, the bed had gone. But it's strange, isn't it? You stand in the middle of a library and go, ah! And everyone stares at you. Do the same thing on an aeroplane, and everyone joins in. And you can't get a job as an airline pilot if your name is Jack, because you walk into the cockpit, the co-pilot says, hi, Jack, and everyone starts screaming. So I went to the record shop, I said, what have you got by the doors? He said, a bucket of sand and a fire blanket. Velcro, what a rip-off. Black Beauty, he's a dark horse. Now, ladies and gentlemen, as you know, people often say that people look like their pets. So, out of interest, you in the front row, sir, have you got a llama? Just so you know, whoever's sitting there, I always say, have you got a llama? I just got lucky tonight. But what a lovely place. You know, I said to my mum, I said, I'm going to buy a theatre. She said, are you having me on? I said, I'll give an audition, but I can't promise. So Elvis Presley was climbing out of his swimming pool for the 10th time, and Priscilla said, what are you doing? He said, I can't help falling in love. Slightly under 2 hours now. I went to a Pretenders concert as a tribute act. You're clapping on your own, sir. I saw the Cardigans in concert. I couldn't believe how much they perspire. Oh, let me tell you, the cardigans are sweaters. But I had a friend who was always taking the mickey at me for having a pay-as-you-go phone. He's always going, you've got a pay-as-you-go phone, you've got a pay-as-you-go phone. So eventually I took out a contract and I had him killed. I said, me and some friends have just been talking about you. He said, you disgust me. I said, yes, we did. So the other day I had dinner with my boss and his wife, and it was a complete disaster. My boss's wife said to me, she said, Tim, she said, how many potatoes would you like? I said, I'll just have one. She said, it's all right, you don't have to be polite. I said, all right then, I'll just have one, you stupid cow. Thank you very much, good night!
And they just keep on coming. I thought the doors one was good. What have you got by the doors? A fire bucket and some sand.
Today's quiz. Born on this day in 1962, he's a member of a Liverpool-based group, The Farm, who had a 1990 UK hit single. Can you tell me who I'm talking about and what was the hit single?
All Together Now. Mm-hmm. Can't remember his name. Steve Miller.
Steve Grimes. Mm. Question number two. American singer Bruce Springsteen released which seventh studio album on this day in 1984?
Born in the USA.
Correct. And finally, on this day in 1940, Winston Churchill made the speech, "We shall fight on the seas and oceans." Who is the goddess of the sea?
Well, it's Neptune or Poseidon.
Oh, I've got Amphitrite.
Who?
Amphitrite.
Amphitrite?
Yes. In Greek mythology, the goddess of the sea.
I thought it was Poseidon.
No, she was the wife.
Oh.
Of Poseidon.
Amphitrite.
Amphitrite.
Doesn't give the gods
well, anyway,
names.
It was only to get down. It was a rather long way round to get to this point. Can you tell me which French song refers to the sea and was released in 1946.
Chantelle, la mer.
Yeah, and can you, extra point if you can tell me the English version of this.
Bobby Darin, somewhere beyond the sea.
There you go. So you have a choice, you can play the Charles Trout. I think we've got the Frank Sinatra version. Many people have sung it, but Bobby Darin's was
what
the first.
What would you like to hear?
I don't know.
Well,
I can't decide.
That.
Oh, go for the. I don't know.
We quite often play the French version.
Yeah, go for the Frank Sinatra version. I haven't heard that for a while.
Bobby Darin made it famous, though, isn't it?
It certainly is.
Have to find it now. God, dear, it's just been one of those mornings today, honestly. My typing's let me down, so it's not working. Okay.
Got it?
Sinatra is. Never had it.
Riviera Radio. Business.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
If you just fade down the background music.
Oh, very sorry.
Thank you very much. Good. Right, now we can start.
Would you like to take over the controls?
Well, someone should, quite frankly, because this has been a shambles from beginning to end this morning.
Okay, log into TeamViewer and away you go.
TeamView. Yeah. Okay, let's do it.
You don't have the password.
This is, oh, come on, it's password with a capital P, number one.
How did you guess?
Come
no,
on.
It's just Riviera Radio, all block capitals, actually.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Irrational optimism, markets just going up and up and up at the moment.
Yeah, I think you've got to be a little bit careful. We wouldn't be surprised if we were to see a period of consolidation. Markets are optimistic. They've been reacting to stimulus. They've been reacting to the reopening of economies and hopeful pickup in activity. But there are still some concerns around the path of the pandemic, of course, and what the post-COVID world looks like against the backdrop of continued social distancing. Consumers that will be concerned about the uncertainty around the labour market and the impact that's all likely to have in terms of growth prospects. So I think we've got to be perhaps a little bit cautious. The best way to navigate, I think, from here is still to have a significant proportion of a portfolio steered toward equity markets, but diversification is still very important and gold is still a useful diversification tool given the sheer huge amounts of uncertainty that remains. Equities did power ahead yesterday in Europe. The Stock 600 was up 2.5%, pushing this week's gain to 5.3%. Investors rotating into cyclicals. The speculation increased the European Central Bank would ramp up its pandemic emergency purchase program by 500 billion euros. Remember, they're using that money to buy private and public securities with the aim of supporting liquidity and credit availability in the economy and reducing financial market stress. Insurers were actually the main winners in Europe yesterday. Sector was up 6.8%. This after AXA maintained its dividend. Other sectors that performed well were the banks and the travel and leisure sectors. On Wall Street, stocks traded to a three-month high. This after US private payrolls showed fewer job losses than forecast in May. S&P 500 rose for a fourth straight day, up 1.4%. The Nasdaq briefly surpassed its February closing record. It didn't hold above that number, but it shows you what a recovery we've been seeing since those March lows, and remind us about the importance of staying invested during times of turmoil. Opening calls on the European bourses, currently calling FTSE down 8 points. DAX over in Frankfurt down 4 points. Current CAC in Paris down 6 points.
Germany's dishing out €300 for parents with children. Each child, €300 a go, but unemployment looks like it's going to go up to 6.4%. But that, I mean, considering to unemployment rates elsewhere, that's pretty good, isn't it?
The German economy is incredibly resilient. We know that they came into, of course, the crisis in good shape. The nation's finances were in good shape. There was a surplus. Their unemployment was very low. So seeing the benefits of that, and they've seen an aggressive stimulus response, and that was, of course, increased yesterday. Chancellor Merkel announcing €130 billion stimulus program for 2021, including investment in infrastructure and incentives to buy electric cars, amongst other things, as you've been talking about. German unemployment, though, has been rising. In fact, hit its highest level since late 2015, despite the widespread protection for workers. Number of people out of work rose by 238,000 in May. Economists predicting jobless number could rise above the 3 million mark. Generous state wage support has prevented even more layoffs, more than 7 million people benefiting from government subsidies, particularly in the hard-hit service sector.
Sounds like a much better picture than the UK, though, where three former chancellors warned the Treasury Select Committee yesterday of mass unemployment on the way.
Well, the truth is, when the furlough programme starts to be tapered off or cut, or companies, when they're forced to participate in sharing some of the burden in the next few months, they'll have to make a decision about whether to keep or lose those workers. Inevitably, some doors won't reopen for companies, some staff won't be asked back, and the unemployment number could rise quite significantly. Although, as the recovery comes through into 2021, you'd expect some jobs, of course, to be made as a result of that. But I think we're going to see a higher level of unemployment at the end of 21 than where we were before the pandemic.
Okay, and oil prices keep going up as well. It doesn't take them long to put them up at the pumps either, does it?
True. Brent traded above $40 a barrel yesterday for the first time in 3 months, although it didn't hold that level. This is on reports that Russia and several other OPEC plus nations are in favour of extending the group's current production cuts by at least a month instead of easing them in July as planned. Saudi Arabia, of course, a key power broker, has been supporting a further 1 to 3 months worth of cuts. Oil prices have rallied from the historic lows following those OPEC and its allies' implementation of production cuts, which came in on the 1st of May, as well as the tentative recovery we've been seeing in fuel demand as the world emerges from the lockdown. $40 a barrel, though, we should remember, price is still below what most producers in OPEC Plus need to cover their planned government spending. And one of the key conditions for an extension is that all countries need to fulfill their pledge cuts. The 23-nation coalition are committed to lowering output by 9.7 million barrels per day. That equates to about 10% of global supply in May and June. Iraq have just made 42% of promised reductions. Nigeria, 34%, that's according to Bloomberg data.
Foreign exchanges, please.
Pound against the dollar coming in at 1.25 this morning. Euro dollar coming in at 1.12. You're going to get €1.11.5 for your British pound this morning.
That wasn't much of a recovery then, was it?
Excuse me, in what?
The pounds.
Didn't last too long. We're in the final week, of course, of the negotiations around the future trading relationship before we get to
the stocktake.
And whether we'll see Britain seeking an extension. So pound has been relatively strong over the course of the past few trading sessions. We wait to see whether politicians can indeed deliver on those promises to get this deal done.
Thank you very much.
Have a good day.
You too. Speak to you tomorrow. Hank Potson, Barclays.
On FM and DAB Plus across the Côte d'Azur, on your phone and worldwide online. This is Riviera Radio with the latest local news for the south of France.
Sarah Lysett has the top stories across the Riviera.
Météo France has issued an orange weather warning with storms forecast in the Outmarrow team and the VAR until 3 p.m. this afternoon. There's also an orange warning in both departments for heavy rain and flooding from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. today. In other news, there's been one additional death from the coronavirus in the Outmarrow team on Wednesday. Latest figures released by the Regional Health Agency have noted that no new deaths were reported in the VAR. Since the start of the epidemic, the COVID-19 has claimed 252 victims, of which 70 were in nursing homes in the Outmarrow team, and 227 in the VAR, of which 96 were in nursing homes. Pressure continues to ease on hospital admissions since early April, with 340 people still in hospital in both regions, of which 12 are in intensive care units. Meanwhile, no new cases of coronavirus were reported in Monaco on Wednesday, as voluntary COVID-19 testing continues for employees in the principality. If your surname begins with the letter C, you can go to the Grimaldi Forum today, June the 4th, and if it's the letter D, testing is on Friday, June the 5th. You're reminded not to forget your proof of employment, your ID and your mask. France's digital minister has said that the coronavirus contact tracing app Stop COVID has been downloaded 600,000 times since it became available on Tuesday. The app is designed to prevent a second wave of infections by using smartphone logs to warn users if they've been near someone who later tested positive for the virus. Meanwhile, the French government has announced plans to extend the national health emergency until October. The national health emergency was declared on March the 23rd in France and was extended on May the 11th until July the 10th. The question of extending the state of emergency will be decided on June the 17th, according to health developments and a report from the Scientific Council. Government officials say that they need to keep the state of emergency in place during the summer, allowing regional prefects to continue to make decisions, such as the closing of beaches or banning events due to the coronavirus. Police in Cannes have issued several fines to people for littering the streets and discarding rubbish. Since the lifting of lockdown, the number of fines has increased, with over 150 fines of up to €450. The city's message is clear: there is a zero tolerance for littering. The sailing school in Cagnes-sur-Mer has announced that it will reopen on Monday, June the 8th. Registrations are now open for summer courses from June the 29th to August the 21st. With all the necessary health measures in place to respect social distancing, the club also invites people to register online. For more information, you can go to www.ecoledevoile.cagnes.fr. Meanwhile, the mayor of La Turbie has said that the local Princess Charlene of Monaco public swimming pool will remain closed for the summer season. The decision, he said, was regrettable and taken due to the organisation and cost involved in implementing the necessary health measures. As Monte Carlo's casinos prepare to reopen to the public this Friday, casino director of the Société des Bains de Mer, Pascal Camia, has said the aim is to make Monaco the most secure gaming destination in Europe. The closing of the principality's casinos for the first time in more than half a century due to the coronavirus has led to management preparing an unprecedented road to recovery with all necessary health measures, allowing the casinos to open at the same time as cafes, restaurants and bars here in the principality. A French government spokesperson has insisted that France is not a racist country and should not be compared with the United States. The comments were made after a banned rally was held in Paris to protest against the death in police custody of Adama Traoré in July 2016 in France. Police fired tear gas and rubber bullets at protesters on Tuesday evening. About 20,000 people turned up for a demonstration that was banned by the authorities. Finally, the medical journal The Lancet has distanced itself from a much criticised study which it published on the hydroxychloroquine used as a treatment against COVID-19. The journal wishes to alert readers to the fact that serious scientific questions have been brought to its attention regarding the study, which is currently the subject of an audit initiated by its authors. The warning was issued in the form of an expression of concern, a formal statement used by scientific journals to indicate that a study is potentially problematic. The study in question led to the discontinuation of hydroxychloroquine clinical trials worldwide, as it concluded that the drug is not beneficial to hospitalised COVID-19 patients and may even be harmful. In the wake of its release, many researchers expressed doubts about the study, including sceptical scientists about the benefit of hydroxychloroquine against COVID-19. The study was also attacked by the defenders of hydroxychloroquine, foremost the French researcher Didier Raoult in Marseille. After having already described the study as messy, he estimated that it had been incorrectly carried out. Meanwhile, the ANSM, the French Medicines Agency, which suspended clinical trials on hydroxychloroquine last week, following the statement, has said that it will re-examine their position on the clinical trials.
Riviera Radio, Sports News.
Football English Premier League clubs are set to discuss options if the season is curtailed after the restart of the 17th of June. All clubs are to be given a say in a detailed debate over how to finalise the league table if the season can't be completed. Matches could be called off again if there's a surge in new coronavirus cases or if there is a large outbreak at one or more clubs. It's not thought that scrapping relegation will be considered as part of the discussions. The national vote for Chelsea to be top.
Oh, God.
Formula One, the Mercedes team principal Toto Wolff has backed Lewis Hamilton's anger over the death in police custody of African-American George Floyd. The world champion has spoken out twice this week about Mr. Floyd's death and said on Tuesday he was completely overcome with rage. Toto Wolff said that Lewis is a supporter of minorities and that he had learned a lot from him. Formula One's first black driver has been deeply affected by the death of Mr. Floyd after a police officer knelt on his neck for several minutes. Mr. Wolff said that it's very hard for us to comprehend how difficult it is as a black man and that he was happy that Lewis had been so vocal in his protests. And in cricket, three West Indies players have decided not to join the tour of England because of concerns over the coronavirus. Batsman Shimron Hetemeyer and Darren Bravo, as well as all-rounder Kemo Paul, will not travel to England. The three-test tour is set to start behind closed doors on the 8th of July.
The Marine Weather Forecast, brought to you by Oyster Yachts. Be safe on the seas with Oyster Yachts.
For coastal areas up to 20 miles offshore the Isle Maritime in the Var, the general situation is a depression 998 millibars over the Côte d'Azur. Winds are southwesterly, force 3 to 5. The sea is slight to moderate. Visibility is poor. Barometric pressure at Saint-Jean-Cap-Ferrat, 1,000 millibars. And the outlook for Friday, partially cloudy, force 4 to 6 southwesterly winds, moderate seas and good visibility. For North Corsica, winds are southerly, force 6 to 7. The sea is moderate to rough, visibility is good. Barometric pressure at Cap Corse, 1,001 millibars. And the outlook for Friday, partially cloudy, force 5 to 6. Southwesterly winds, moderate seas and good visibility.
The Marine Weather Forecast, brought to you by Oyster Yachts. Crafted by British boat builders since 1973, the best ocean-going sailing yachts in the world. The world is your oyster. Make Oyster your world. OysterYachts.com.
Riviera Radio. Weather.
It's an orange weather alert in force for the Isle Maritime in the Var with heavy rain and thunderstorms and the risk of localised flooding. The bad weather should be moving away by late afternoon. Moderate westerly winds, a high of 21 degrees. Overnight lows 17 degrees on the coast, 14 degrees inland with partially cloudy skies. Friday and the start of the weekend, partially cloudy. Highs of 23 to 25 degrees. Knew I shouldn't have watered the garden last night.
You gave the forecast yesterday as well, didn't
you? Well, yeah, but it didn't look like it was going to rain in on tea at sort of 6 o'clock yesterday evening, so...
Size isn't everything for apes. Female gorillas' social rank is dictated by their age rather than their body size, and it also makes them more attractive to mates. Female gorillas that sit at the top of the social ladder have more reproductive success than their peers, according to a new study. Scientists studying 34 female mountain gorillas discovered that high-ranking females have babies more frequently, probably due to more access to males. Unlike male gorillas, body size and the subsequent advantage in fighting has no impact on which females are the most dominant in a group.
Gosh.
There you go.
Thank you, David Attenborough.
You're welcome.
The news on the website, rivieraradio.mc. Of Gods and Men, the theme for Feel Good Friday this morning, seems to be struggling a little bit. Don't forget that anything with God in the title is perfectly okay. It doesn't have to be a Greek or a Roman god or goddess. Some of you have got the hang of it, though. David says Venus in Furs by the Velvet Underground. Steve says Diana Ross. Very good. I'm coming out. Tracy says Simple Man by Leonard Skinner. And Mark has gone for The Forge of the Vulcan. That's excellent. By Hawkwind. Wow. Studio Riviera Radio.mc.